Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. Today I find myself at Merribara. I'm at Lupton Park Community Garden. I'm here with a team of volunteers that have made this absolutely amazing transformation from a flood area into a community, an active community garden. So I'm here with Daryl, the president. I've said the right name, haven't I?
Yeah.
How are you going, Daryl?
Good, thank you.
Yeah. And I've got Yvonne.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. And I've got Dot. That's hey, right. Dot.
Hello.
So,
nice to be with you.
Thank you. So these are the committee members and long-standing volunteers. So Daryl's the president. Dot's been here from day dot.
The day dot.
2014 is when.
2014.
Yeah, six years. Actually.
Yeah. So there's a lot of
since the inception. Yes.
Since the inception, mm-hmm. And your a lot of your sweat is in this dirt. Then you are nutrients to the plants.
Well, if they didn't do this, we wouldn't be here.
Well, the physical input plus, of course, then there was also the. You know, the working out of the various things and the organisation and all at the beginning. There's a lot of organisational stuff to be done at the beginning, of course, and setting up. We had nothing here. We had no shed. We had no nothing, no beds. We had a meeting under the trees over there.
So being a community garden, okay, let's educate everybody what a community garden is. So maybe Brian...
Daryl.
Where is this Brian I keep talking to? Daryl, what is a community garden?
Well, a community garden to us is bringing the community in here for one. Secondly, if people become members, we're very supportive. We work on a supporting base and we do whatever we do or as much as we want to do or less as we want to do.
Yes.
And there's a really social aspect to it. We have lovely morning teas, you know, so it's not all for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, I like the way that you say that, but I can tell by how much there is here with the infrastructure, the raised garden beds, the trestles, the watering, the colour and the artwork, that there's a lot of hands-on, there's a lot of doing here, maybe less not doing.
Everybody's what we try to do basically is find everybody their niche. Like we have people who are very crafty painters, you know, so they fit the bill. They're not necessarily interested in the garden. Yep. So everybody has just goes where they're happy.
Yeah, so everyone's skills or where, like you said, is their purpose.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you were explaining to me as we walk in, there are plots here that are set, they're reserved for a particular organisation or a community group. So how does that work?
Oh, well, they come in and we just check their needs and then we come up and they hire them out for 12 months. Yep. And then most of them rehire again. Some don't, some do. Yeah. And whatever they grow in there, that's theirs. We will keep the water on for them, but we don't touch their garden other than that.
Okay, but it's nice to have that you're there to water it while they're in between them coming.
Yeah.
So do you get many community groups, say, from disability services and that sector?
Well, this is the couple of groups we've got in here now.
Yep. Any school groups?
Not as yet.
Yeah.
Not as yet, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. I think this would be a great opportunity because I know I've helped a school, I helped Xavier with starting up the prep garden, and it takes a lot of time from a teacher to continue to maintain that garden.
Mm.
And when you walk here as an excursion, and you really are totally enveloped in gardening and that community garden space. So what have you got growing here? I might ask Yvonne, what's growing here?
Well, we have a lot of edibles here. We have the natural cabbages and the bok choys and the celeries, but we also have an edible garden over there, specific for Okinawa spinaches and different spinaches. We have the orchard over there. We have the pumpkins. We're working on a bush tucker garden with the indigenous community. So we're just trying to vary out into different areas. And then also we propagate from a lot of this into our potting shed, which we sell the plants to keep us going, to pay our rates, etc.
Yeah.
So everybody can find a niche and work on different parts of the garden or what they're interested in. So you're not all fighting over one bed. Somebody will be overdoing their edibles, somebody will be doing their bush tucker, somebody will be doing their potting. Somebody just bring in morning tea.
Oh, I noticed a big smile when you said that.
One lovely old member, Vince. He's 90, turned 90.
90, he does
his
the morning
job,
teas.
He comes in, he puts up the cups, coffee, tea, etc., boils the kettles, and he rings the bell and makes sure we come in to actually all gather together and have that time together.
Important. Like Frieda and Sally. They have been in that potting shed for years, so that's their domain. They look after that, and they come in and they're teaching us how to pot, how to do things. And there's Jack, who's just got his little bed. He just comes in and we just give him a couple of things to pot, and then he potters around the garden for a couple of hours. Then he goes home to his little unit because there's no garden.
Yes.
So it's an outing for a lot of people to do that sort of thing. So it has a bit for everybody.
And you've got nice open grassy areas too. Do you get families coming and throwing down a picnic blanket and making an outing here?
We haven't yet. We're looking at doing some open gardens, but we do have a lot of people come off the street with the kids and they just wander around and we just let them do that.
Okay. So what's the rules here? So if I was walking through and I saw some nice cherry tomatoes or some bok choy, are you able to buy the produce?
No, we buy it, we grow it for ourselves and share amongst ourselves. But often if we have people coming in to buy plants or walking around, like there was a little girl the other day, she wanted a tomato. So you pick it, you know, strawberry, you pick it. But if we've got excess produce that we're not using because some people grow it at home, we give them a bok choy to go home with or something, because it's community, it's giving back.
Yes.
So that's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
And we've found that through the COVID we've been able to work because nobody's in close proximity.
And you're outside.
And people have been able to sort of wander through safely.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot more people have learnt about the garden, which is great.
Yeah.
It's what we needed.
There's a lovely energy here, not sort of relying on vision to really take in the surroundings. It's a lovely peaceful place.
And
wonderful. Through the drought period, how did you keep this so lush, or did it not look like this?
It didn't look like this 2 months ago. We worked really hard
to be honest. The last couple of years it has been run down, and we just thought it was too nice a place to run down. We haven't been here that long, only a couple of years, you see.
Yeah,
so we decided to take it on and get it back up to scratch where it should be.
And we're
working on, you know, getting kids in here, going to the old people's places, and you know, the places, and bring people down in buses, have a cup of tea, walk around.
Nice.
And we're working working towards the open house and gardens, because we're in that every year.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we really want it up and running.
We just got to get it up and running first.
Yes.
And then
Yeah, baby steps.
Yeah.
And all, you don't want to put pressure on yourself either, because it's all volunteers doing this.
Yeah. There's no pressure. We just work around what we've got.
Well, we love coming in. We have two official open days, which is Wednesday morning and Saturday mornings. But the rest of the times, we can come in whenever we like. We've got the key. The people with the key can come in and work. So through COVID, or even now, we come in nearly every morning, some of us.
Yeah.
The rest might just want to come in for a couple of hours. Old Jack will come in for a couple of hours, and then he'll go home. So it's controlled entry, but you can just, as a community, you can come in and go with your members.
Yeah.
And the public can come in on the other days.
And so in March, there's World Nude Naked Gardening Day. Do you participate in that?
Well, I will now I know.
But only if you do, Yvonne. It's a thing.
It's a check.
Council can promote that.
We've only just got members. We don't want to scare them away.
So people can, you know, some people get a bit interested and put more of something in one thing, and just for their own benefit. But everything is shared.
Another idea of one of our members, she wanted to try a vertical garden. So she got strawberries, and that this is all made from recycle.
Oh, recycled dog beds or hessian?
Hessian, an old frame. So they've done that. We're just working on a bush tucker garden. There's a lady lives near Darryl that's joining us now, Mary and Kim, and they are starting to give us ideas about a bush, and they're joining us as part of the garden. So they would work within the whole garden, because it's not just them, but they're giving us ideas with that. and we'll be working with them to set that up.
Fabulous. So if you had someone from another culture who's in the community and they said, would we be able to have, create a, let's just say a Thai herb or a Thai garden or a...
Well, that's we've got a couple of, we've just had a lady, Lucy, that's just joined us. She's Chinese.
Yep.
So doesn't speak a lot of English, so we're all working together. So we'll be trying to plant some of her food. We're trying to develop maybe an Asian garden. As another chap came in, he's interested in Asian. So it's, we're just watching it all unfold. As we put it out there, people are coming to us with ideas.
Yes.
So if Lucy wants to set that one up, or if a community wanted to buy a bed or lease a bed, then they could take the bed and then they're responsible for whatever they put in it and feed it. And, but they just want, it's $35 a year to $30 a year to lease it, but then you need to be a member as well, which
yes.
is not, as an organisational community. Then they need to supply their compost or pay us for the use of the compost, because that's their bed and whatever they have in that bed is their own,
yes.
not ours. But they do also work within the community if they want to.
Yeah.
They can come in after hours and work that bed. But our main aim is the whole community, not all private beds, because you lose the community side of it.
That's right.
You know, so, and everybody's got to give, because you have people that love edible gardens. People don't understand edible food. They don't want to know. Bush tucker, somebody do. It's a new area coming up.
Yep.
People are starting to learn. So you're teaching the other gardeners.
Yeah,
I'm not a gardener. I'm not very good at it. So I've taken on the potting shed. But I'm learning as I go. And anybody new can do exactly the same. They don't have to be a gardener.
Don't have to have a green thumb.
No, you just, you can, as I say, you can come and do the watering, or if you've got a bad back, you can just sit and do the signage. Or...
Yeah, and you've got a wheelchair-friendly
area. Yeah, it was originally designed around all abilities. So that's why the concrete area is there, so that you can use, so that, because they've got the concrete and everything set up around it.
Yeah, and you can wheel in and it's all around you.
Yes. And we don't mind if people just come in and just walk. They don't have to buy anything.
No.
Because that's the idea of the community, isn't it?
Just come here and be here.
Because it's such a peaceful, peaceful place. I love it. I just love it. I've been in Maryborough 2 years, 3 years, and I just love it.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I've raved on a bit.
No. Ba-da, 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 ba-da. Do 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 do